Danielle's. St. Helena, California, September 26th, 1901. Dear Brother Danielle's, I am not able to sleep past 1 o'clock. Yesterday morning I found your letter under my door. Last night instruction was given me that our present efforts are not to be made for China or other fields similar to China. Our force of workers is not yet to be sent to these distant countries. We have a work to do at home. All our institutions, sanitariums, publishing houses, and schools are to reach a higher standard. The Lord gave me special direction that buildings should be erected for the publication of literature containing the light of present truth. He gave instruction that every effort should be made to send forth to the world the messages of invitation and warning. Some will be reached by our literature who would not be reached in any other way. From our books and papers, bright beams of light are to shine forth to enlighten the world in regard to present truth. Workers who are not at all benefited by the advantages they receive in connection with the cause of God should not be brought into our offices of publication. Neither should matter of an objectionable character be introduced into these institutions. Thus, the sacred truth of God is placed on a level with common matters. And when outside work is brought in, a correspondingly large number of workers must be employed. This brings care and perplexity. I have been shown that mistakes are being made in our publishing houses. There has been a constant increase of expensive machinery for the doing of commercial work. A large amount of work has been brought in that has no relation to the work which in faith and love is to be accomplished for the salvation of human beings. It is high time that consideration be given to this matter. Time and talent have been used in doing a class of work that has not brought a particle of glory to God. Work has been done which gives no knowledge of the truth. This mistake must be corrected. It is not wisdom to use money to establish enterprises which consume without producing. In these things, our printing presses have not been used in accordance with God's design. It is said that more room is needed in the publishing houses. There is ample room in them, and when the right thing is done, it will be seen that there is. Far less commercial work should be received into our offices of publication, and not a line of matter containing Satan's sentiments should be received. The introduction of such matter destroys all sense of the sacredness of the institution. How does the Lord regard the using of the presses in His institutions to print the errors of the enemy? When common matter is mingled with the sacred truth coming from the press, the blessing of God does not rest upon the work done. The whole institution is cheapened. Said the Divine Teacher, "What have you gained by bringing in this outside work? It has brought you much vexation of spirit, and the workers have had to hurry and rush to get the matter finished in the specified time. This has occasioned confusion and strife. Harsh words have been spoken, and an unpleasant spirit has been brought into the office. The means gained in no way compares with the loss which comes through rushing and driving and scolding and fretting. May the Lord help His people to see that this is not wisdom, and that far more is lost than is gained. If less machinery and fewer workers had been brought together in one place, while other portions of the vineyard were destitute of facilities, if more money had been spent in making plants in various places, God would have been better pleased. It is not sanctified ambition that has led to the investment of so much money in one place. It is a mistake for our brethren to run so many presses for the printing of ordinary matter. We are fast approaching the end. The printing and circulation of the books and papers that contain the truth for this time is to be our work. When the common is mingled with the sacred, there is always danger that the common will be allowed to take the place of the sacred. Christ desires his people to be lights shining in a dark place. All who are connected with our offices of publication are to show in their lives the power of the truth. They are to move onward and upward, not striving to make money, but striving to impart light to those who are in darkness. It has been supposed that it is necessary to take in outside work in order to make the office pay. Said my guide, "After all is considered, what is gained? I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Romans 12, verse 1, 2.
There is a marked neglect of the cautions and warnings that have been given from time to time. When there is a seeking of the Lord and a confession of sin, when the needed reformation takes place, united zeal and earnestness will be shown in restoring what has been withheld. The Lord will manifest his pardoning love, and means will come in to cancel the debts on our institutions.